Amen. You may be seated. I want to mention three things about the Holy Spirit. He manifests, the Holy Spirit is God, the Holy Spirit. He demonstrates, and I want you to hear this last one because it's so important this morning, and he seals. The Holy Spirit is a sealer. In other words, once I receive something from God, I have to permit the Holy Spirit to seal it. Are you listening? Now, permitting the Holy Spirit to manifest and seal your health. Can he do it?
Yes, sir.
I said, can he do it?
Yes, sir.
Permitting the Holy Spirit, Ephesians chapter 1, permitting the Holy Spirit to manifest and seal your health. Now, we're going to have to go in a lot of prophetic moments this morning in order to. Some things are going to have to be prophesied over you to put you in that arena. So I want you to listen. I just want to read a scripture that, look at Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what? All spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You see that? So we are blessed with all spiritual blessing. Your healing and your health is a spiritual blessing. Now, just to make a note of it, to understand the word salvation. You know about the word salvation, right? But many receive him, give him the power to become the sons of God. There's no salvation in other name. Salvation include healing and health. Now, the church, we've been behind on that. But the redemptive purpose of God through Jesus Christ was to pay for everything. So actually your healing and your health is paid for. Okay? So when you understand the scripture, that scripture, Ephesians 1:3, and then you need to read that entire chapter. I want to look at the 13th verse, Ephesians 1:13. In whom ye also trusted. How many of y'all trust him? When you trusted him. Look what he said when you trusted him. You can't trust him till the second part of this verse. You see what I'm saying? You just can't say I love him and I trust him. You got to have some information. You got to have some revelation. You got to have some understanding. You got to have some wisdom. Talk to me. See, we're talking in an area here that has been neglected. And too many Christians are suffering and going through too many things when they have the divine right to change it. Anybody going to pray with me this morning? Now, you can't trust what you don't know about. I mean, you can say a lot of stuff, but then nothing will happen. You got to know about it. Look at this verse. Look at this verse again. In whom you trust after that you heard what? The word of truth. I am to prophetically speak the word of truth about the Holy Spirit manifesting and sealing health in your body. Now, the only way it's going to be changed in the body of Christ is the word, and your faith going to have to change it. You hear the word, you release your faith, no matter what nobody else is saying or doing. You recognize that you have the supernatural divine right to be healthy. Oh, y'all been behind so long, you don't even hear what's being prophesied of you. You have the supernatural right. The divine right is in your salvation. It is in your connection with Christ and the cross. You have a right to have supernatural health in your body. Amen. All the days you live on this earth. But you can't trust it until you hear the truth about it. So he says, because something else going to be said in his verse, in whom ye also trust, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. The gospel. Now I'm going to make a statement here, but men fuss. The gospel of health. When we spoke about the gospel of prosperity, a lot of people got upset, but it's real. The God. How many of y'all believe there's health in the gospel? The gospel, listen, the gospel of your salvation, now listen very closely, in whom, you with me? Also, after that you believe, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. I read that, and the Holy Ghost said, I want you to tell them that their help is sealed by the Holy Spirit. You look at a voice such as, well, let me read this to you out of the Message Bible. The Message Bible. I might let her put them on the board today. The Message Bible, Ephesians 1:13 in the Message Bible. Because I want you to see three or four words in there about, see, there are more things coming, children. And as a pastor, I'm getting you ready for it. Let me go to this side. There's more things coming. And I want to get your faith ready for it. We cannot let man report make us fearful. We serve an almighty God. I want you to see something here in this verse, in the Message Bible. It is in Christ that you, once you heard, It is in Christ that you, once you've heard the truth and believe it, oh, to hear and do what? This message of our salvation. How many of y'all see it? It's on a board, Lord writing. Find yourself home free. Sign. Sealed. And delivered. By who? Woo! Come on now, read. Read. Believe. Listen. Listen. Home free. Sign. We're talking about your health now. Seal. And delivered. By the Holy Spirit. This signet from God is the first installment on what's coming. A reminder that we get what we get. We get everything God had planned. Oh, what? I want everything God had planned for me. How about you? Help is in God's plan. We got too much outside information and not enough inside information about our divine right to be healed and sealed with help. Now, look at another verse, Acts 10:38. Permitting the Holy Spirit to manifest and seal your health. You don't have to do it, just permit it. Woo! You don't have to do it, just permit it. God is asking you this morning, let me make you healthy. Good God Almighty. I say, God, I heard that just now. God said, I'm asking you to let my health manifest in your body. You got too much outside information. You need some inside information. You got too much natural information. You need some revelation information. The glory will come in here this morning. I know people all over the world getting healed. Y'all got to start letting me know what's happening here because I can't. You don't preach like this, nothing don't happen. Somebody going to get the healing. And then The Holy Spirit is going to seal their help. Good God Almighty. It's not going to be there temporarily. It's going to be there from now on. I hear corporate people talk, and one of the words they use sometimes is a sealed deal. Yeah. I want you to get that in your thinking and get that in your faith, because let me say it this way in a divine thought pattern. It's only going to be a few moments. You didn't hear me. If you get a hold of this, it's only going to be a few moments. That God can invade your body with truth and power. Listen to that word. And love. You know how much God loves you? God want to love you well this morning. And I believe he can do it. Huh? So my health is a, oh my goodness, I don't know if I should say it is. My health is a divine romance with God. Is God loving me and I'm loving him back for being so good to me? So this morning you start a health romance with God and he's going to love you back. You love him with faith and believe him, he's going to love you back with manifestation and demonstration of his power. Romantic help. God loved me so much. All right. Now, prophetically, before I begin to minister, let me get some prophetic things in your spirit and your soul this morning. A supernatural invasion, a supernatural health invasion cometh to the body of Christ. Write that down. A supernatural health invasion. Now, my brothers and sisters, look at me. Please take this personal. Take it as if I'm just talking to you. I don't care what, listen, I don't care what your conditions are. I want you to hear what's saying. I don't care what age you are. I'm not talking about none of that. A supernatural, because I'm prophesying this, because the Lord in prayer time prophesied this to me. A supernatural health invasion. Good God Almighty. Coming to the body of Christ. Prompted by proper preaching of the cross. Let me show you where you're held at. Look in John 19:30. Your health come out of Jesus' lips. Look at John 19:30. Your health came out of Jesus' lips. As far as God's concerned, right now, your body is sickness and disease free. As far as God's concerned. We just got to agree with him. How many of y'all agree with him? I agree with God. My body is healthy. And it's sealed. It's a sealed deal. Jesus said, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, you see that, John 19:30? Huh? How many of y'all with me now? John 19:30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finish. Bow the head and give up the gold. I'm put it personally and in your notes. My health is a finished work of the cross. Oh my goodness. My health is a finished work of the cross. All disease and sickness is shaking up in here this morning. Because the blood more powerful, the cross more powerful, you see? But the body of Christ, we've been robbed by not walking in full revelation of what God done for us through Christ on the cross.
Yeah.
Whipped everything Satan had.
Yeah.
Shut down all darkness. And the light began to shine. But we have to believe, we have to know it, believe it, and walk in it. Not by sight, but by his spirit. Not by what your body telling you, is what you telling your body. Your body can't preach the gospel, but your body can wear the gospel. Y'all don't want me to preach up here this morning. See, your body don't have no business preaching to you. You're supposed to preach to your body. When your body voice gets louder than Jesus' voice, you're in trouble. And you know your body got a big mouth. All the time, I'm hurting you, I'm hurting you. You got this, you got this. Come on now, talk to me. Don't let your mind out-preach your spirit. Just tell me I'm preaching. Just tell me. So you're preaching, Pat. Don't you mind? Your mind always run his mouth. Your mind always come up with something. It always come up with something. No. Take the word and shut your mind up. And say, this is what you will think from now on. Health invasion will come through proper preaching. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Proper preaching, and then through demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Demonstration of the Spirit and power. My health cometh to me today. Through the demonstration of the Spirit and power, my health manifests in my body today. Yes, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 through 5, the Apostle Paul explained the type of preaching has to be preached to walk in the divine things that God has for us. Not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Just read it, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 through 5. You go on the 10th verse if you want. Because you're not going to see your healing on the outside. You're not going to see your health on the outside. Your health, your healing and your health is on the inside of you. And you got to make withdrawals by faith. But not faith, look at it fearfully, for you. Not faith in man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That your faith stand not in the wisdom of men, but in what?
Power of God.
Power of God. So men have replaced the power of God in most people's lives. You just dance around that first to the 10th verse. Eyes have not seen the night voice, nor ear heard, neither been to the heart of man, the thing, the help that God had prepared for them that love him.
Yeah.
But only the Spirit, the 10th verse, but only the Spirit can reveal that kind of help.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he's saying. I mean, you don't read the Bible blindly and just don't let the Holy Spirit talk to you personally out of the Bible. Just reading what Paul said. What God said about what Paul said. Supernatural, say this, supernatural help cometh to my body right now in the name of Jesus. On the line, say it, those of you who are hooked up, how many people on the line? 974. That might be 4,000. Because there ain't one person, it's just one hit. But I want everybody to say that. I don't care what your conditions are. Because I read my Bible in Mark 9:23. It said, if thou can believe. How many things?
All.
Apostle to who? Are you going to sit up here and not going to believe me and think you at a fashion show or something or some kind of basketball game? But we're in the realm of the spirit here.
Yes, sir.
God talking to us. Say, God talking to me. God talking to my body. Releasing faith for, listen very carefully now, for anointed health. Oh man, that didn't go, you didn't hear that? Releasing faith for anointed health. Not just regular health, but health that is anointed by the power of the Holy Ghost. No, y'all didn't hear it. You put this in your vocabulary. I'm walking in anointed health. In other words, my health is empowered and impacted by the Holy Ghost. I'm anointed to be healthy. The Holy Ghost is anointing me with health right now. He heard you. Can he do it? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. What about doing good and healing some people? Turn to Acts 10:38 again. I want you to see that. Let the word talk this morning. I feel the glory going to come down here in about 15 minutes. The glory of God going to hit this place. And sickness and disease going to be in trouble, all kinds. Woo, we just can get the power. We just get on one accord up in here. Release your faith. I heard this. You've been fighting so long, you don't have to fight no more. You can come, you cut tell him also. You've come in the presence of an atmosphere of God's glory. And God's glory is here and ready to manifest miracles, signs, and wonders. Do I have any receivers here? Now to be a receiver, you gotta be a believer. See, you can't just hear me up here.
That's right, Apostle.
You got to hear him.
Yes.
He sent me to talk to you for him.
Yes, I believe that.
Something happening in your body right now.
Yes.
Let it happen. Stop wondering about it. Use your faith. What does the man think about your faith? N-O-W. The man think about your faith is N-O-W. Now.
Now
faith is a substance of health you've been hoping for. And the evidence of the health you can't see. Now unto him that is able to do, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think, according to the power that work in you. Turn to Revelation. Chapter 12, look at verse 10. Put it on the board. Revelation 12, 10. I want to make sure they see it. We're dealing with, I don't know what it is. What now is? What now is in the English dialect? What is it? Present tense. But what it is, I mean, is it in the English, is this? Is it a noun or a verb? What is it? Nobody, y'all know. All y'all dumb as me, and y'all don't. I thought I had a bunch of smart folks out there. I know it's present tense. I know that. But what is describing? What is? Who that talking to me? It's an adverb. What? Yeah, my children, look it up. Yeah, that's what I was asking y'all. Y'all didn't know that? We have to, children. Oh, I hear the Holy Spirit. Stop waiting. Faith. Ooh, listen to this. Faith don't wait. So you have to capture your help right now with all the contradiction trying to talk to you. And if you stay convicted in your faith, contradiction gonna have to bow to your conviction. Talk to me. Write that down. Contradiction got to bow to my conviction. I'm operating in faith. I have it now. And my body no longer talking to me. I'm talking to my body. With the authority of the cross, the authority of the blood. Look at this verse. I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, look what he said. Now, what's the adverb? And present tense? Now has come salvation. Now has come help. Now has come healing. Now has come deliverance. Now has come victory. Now has come joy. Now has come peace. Now. I came to a now service this morning. I'm serving a now God. I'm serving a God nobody can stop. No power can shut him down. God coming through to my body this morning. I receive in the name of Jesus. Mind, shut up. Body, shut up. I'm only going to let my faith speak to me this morning. And my faith say God is right and everybody else a liar. So body, I want you to stop lying to me. I have a divine right to walk in hell all the days of my life. I receive in Jesus' name. I believe and receive and hold on to by faith in Jesus' name. Lord, go ahead and manifest yourself. Holy Ghost, manifest up in here. Manifest. I'm designed by God to live healthy on purpose. My health praises him. My health glorifies him. So even if there's sickness in my body, I'm going to act healthy. Now, I don't know how that's going to come over, but I'm going to say it. And the Holy Spirit, you got to be an actor because until they become a factor. See, faith is action. Faith move out with a type of joy that it don't pay no attention to attack. Faith rejoice in the midst of the attack. You know why? Faith knows when the dust get to fly, it wins. I don't want nobody in here to be discouraged. Nobody online. I don't want none of y'all to be discouraged about what you're going through right now. I want you to release your faith. I want you to hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, for he's faithful that promised it to you. I want to talk on behalf of God. I want God to walk through here this morning. I want Jesus to show up this morning. I want the Holy Spirit to walk through here this morning. Let you know you're not by yourself. Let you know to stop worrying about it. Stop being fear. Stop being in anxiety. Well, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him and he'll direct your health. Miracles, signs, and wonders are happening under my voice right now. Receive it, child. Say, God, you're talking to me. You see, we got all these signs, all this wondering about what we've been hearing all these years and what the family said, what he said, what she said. No, you can't do that with God. God overruled all those voices. My sheep hears my voice above any other voice. Who been talking to you? Yes. been having my voice blocked out because you're hearing too many other voices. You pretending to hear my voice, but you're really hearing their voice. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what?
The word of God.
Sit down. Let me finish. Let me close. Hidden, get this down, hidden ordained wisdom, hidden ordained wisdom of mysteries pertaining to your health cometh to you this morning. I'm gonna go over it again. I want you to write it. I want you to reread this stuff because it's real powerful, it's prophetic. All right? Hidden, ordained wisdom of mystery pertaining to my health coming to me today. I changed it a little bit. Pertaining to my, because I want you to make it personal. And you had 1 Corinthians 2? Go back to 1 Corinthians 2. There's a mystery about your health that the devil can't figure out. He can't figure out the blood. He can't figure out. It looks so weak and helpless with a man dying on a cross. He can't figure that out. But within that dying, within what he couldn't figure out, is the mystery of your health. Somebody say amen, hallelujah, something. The revelation of the ordained hidden mystery of your health cometh to you through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning.
Yes, sir.
Overruling all sickness, all disease, and all diagnosis and all report you receive.
Yes, yes.
Call them up. Every disease name have to bow at the name of Jesus. There's no disease that got a name that can overrule the name of Jesus. You got to have this in your faith, child. You got to have this. You got to have this in your renewed mind. Jesus overruled his name, overruled every name. Cancer, he overruled it. High blood pressure, he overruled it. Rheumatism, he overruled it. Arthritis, he overruled it. High blood pressure, he overruled it. He overruled every name. Every name. He overruled it this morning. Let him overrule it. Rise. Take up your bed and walk. Go down to the pool and wipe your eye and come back seeing. Touch the hem of my garment this morning. I know you've been to many doctors. I know you done spent all your money. And I know you're growing worse, but you heard about me. Touch the hem of my, I just get in there, push through them, all them liars, all them blockers, all them religious folks. Push through them and get your hand on my garment. And when you touch me right with your faith, your healing coming through. She had an issue of blood 12 years. Went to many doctors. Spent all she had. Instead of getting better, she grew worse. But you heard something. You heard something this morning. You heard about a man named Jesus that gave sight to the blind. Those who was lame and couldn't walk. He told them, rise, take up your bed and walk. Men waiting for the water to be troubled. The Lord said, I'm the water. You don't need to get down in there. Somebody always getting down there before you. Will thou be made whole? Yeah, I'm talking to you this morning. I'm saying, I hear him talk, call your name. Will thou be made whole? I have my servant preaching to you this morning. Your faith ought to ride the wave of the anointing that is in this house this morning and let me heal your body. I have no respect for disease and sickness. I have no respect for none of the work of the devil, for I'm God Almighty. I can change anything. I can make it happen for you. If your heart don't want to work right, I can give you a new heart. If your lung don't want to breathe right, I can give you a new set of lungs. I'm the one who created you. I made you, and I know all about you. And I'm here this morning to talk to you. I want you to know that revival has come to your house today. that your body is being regenerated and health is going through your body right now. You my child, and you don't belong to the devil. You don't belong to the world. You don't belong to sickness and disease. When you accepted Jesus Christ, you became my child. You're a son and daughter of God. You have a right to walk in the supernatural and the divine power of God. You got a right to shout when nothing don't seem like it's going right. You shout anyway, because God is a good God. I tell you, our God is a good God. He's here to heal your body this morning. He's here to put help in your body this morning. He's here to set you free of all sickness and all disease. Nothing can stop him. I said, I heard him say it on the cross, it is finished. Every one of my child have a right to walk in health. You can't stop them if they use their faith. Faith is the strongest medicine that you ever can take. You ought to take some medicine of faith this morning. Let faith get down in your body. Let faith bring the glory of God on your body. Your body is a carrier of the glory of God. You're not supposed to be carrying sickness and disease. You carry the glory of God. Come down, glory. Sit down here in Darrow this morning. Heal everybody and bring them into divine health. Hallelujah. 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 Now is the day of salvation. Put that scripture up again. Revelation 12. 10. Put it back up there. Revelation 12, 10. Now. I heard a loud voice. The Lord ain't trembling. I heard a loud voice saying in heaven. Where is it saying that? We got to hear from heaven. Anybody ready to hear from heaven? He said, a loud voice saying, what did he say? Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ. What more you want? Look what he said at the end of his voice. For the accuser. You know what sickness and disease is? Is an accuser. It accusing God that he can't say, he can't do what he said he can do. And the only thing he is, he's using, trying to cripple our faith. Because God not a man that he should lie. He said it to make it good. So the only reason it's not happening, you're not hearing it, or you're not believing it. Now in this church, I'm going to have to call everybody a liar who said they're not hearing it. Visitors and all, you're a liar. Because you're hearing it right now. And you got enough faith to make it happen. You got enough faith to make it happen. I said... Don't ask your body how you're doing no more. Pain is only a reminder that Satan got to leave. Don't take pain personally. Recognize God showing you this shouldn't be here. Pain is a reminder you don't supposed to be sick. Pain is a reminder that God said, I want to do something about this. God put pain in your body. God permit pain to go through your body to remind you you shouldn't have this. Don't bind the pain, bind the disease. The pain is a reminder of something going wrong. You were built like that by God.
Yes,
sir. Thank you. Sit down. I'm going to close in about 10, 15 minutes. I really just want to hum right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I'm going to keep getting information in you. Now, here what we're doing. Unfolding health, revelation, manifestation, and demonstration. Unfolding. Don't set up that like I'm not saying nothing. Listen, you better write something down or do something or put a tape on or something. Unfolding help, revelation, manifestation, and demonstration. I'm going to add a word, supernaturally. The gospel of salvation is sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Give me a minute. Turn to Romans 1. Look at verse 16 and 17 for quite quick. Romans 1. I'm gonna give you this too. Romans 1. Just turn to Romans 1, then I'm gonna give you this. Because I don't want to forget not to give you this. My health is sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Otherwise, we're talking about Holy Spirit sealed health. My health is sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We're back to Ephesians 1:13 there, you see. Holy Spirit sealed health. Now, all of this is prophetic and apostolic coming into the church now. Permitting the Holy Spirit to manifest and seal your health. So I said three or four things, I said in different ways. I'm going to say it to you again though, right?
All right.
My health is sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And then when I witness the people, when I get to a certain part, I tell them, pay attention to what you're about to do now. Pay close attention. Jesus, I receive you in my heart. I tell them, when I get to that part, in that prayer, center prayer, I tell them, I say, now you're about to do something now. Listen to what you're about to say. And I say it after me. Jesus, I receive you in my heart. And then they get born again, you see. Well, I want you to pay attention to this, but your help. Because you're about to receive your help in your heart. Then it's going to manifest in your body.
Yeah. That's so good. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Now, I'm going to say something. Don't get insulted. All right? It got so much unbelief up in here. Because so long, you've been led wrong. And that's why I'm pausing and I'm snapping at it. I'm trying to break them chains that the enemy done put on us craftily. But today, my faith go to work. Matter of fact, I feel better right now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All these reports is coming. Reports, reports, report. Who report? Am I going to believe? Let me answer for myself. I believe the report of the Lord. Nothing impossible. He's a miracle working God. He's a supernatural God. He can cross any line anybody draws. Any statement anybody make. He can walk in the room and change the statement. He got the whole world in his hand. We got a big God, big Jesus, big Holy Ghost. What? You hear what I'm saying? And then he loved me. And I love him. So let me say this for you out of the Spirit. Love manifested help coming to your body this day. A help manifesting love in your body. You got to hear it. You got to know it's not a regular service. You got to know that the Holy Ghost is prophesying over your body out of the mouth of the Holy Ghost. You have to know that you've stepped into a miracle zone for you and everybody you love. Good God Almighty. You are, from this day forward, you wearing miracle health. Not only for your body, but anybody touch you. Anybody you touch, health going to manifest in their body because you wearing a rare anointing, children, from the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing this? And then Romans 1:16-17, the salvation of health is sealed by the Holy Spirit. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God on the salvation to everyone that believes. I'm not ashamed. We're nothing to be ashamed about. We're coming out. Everybody else coming out. Why we can't come out? In our help, in our anointing, and giving glory to our God. God wants you to have a glorified body. What kind of body? As a body that is a carrier of God's glory. All that God is, all that God has, all that God can do. You mean to tell me my body can carry that? Yes, he's in you. Jesus is all that God is, all that God has, all that God can do. Now tell me who left out there. Let me give you a definition of salvation. I got a little computer dictionary and I hit it and it gives you three or four definitions. And I like this one because when I say I'm not ashamed of the gospel for the power of God unto salvation. And salvation, within salvation, is healing and health. I mean, if God saved me from going to hell, he can save me from the hell down here. If you believe you're going to heaven, you can believe you can go to hell. But you're going to have to use your faith. You can't let the symptoms stop you. You got to deal with them. You can't see what God's doing looking out your natural eye, because your eyes can't see it. But the Spirit, 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 2:10, but the Spirit revealed, he searched the deep things of God and show it to us. You're not just a church member. No, see, the church came out of the kingdom. The kingdom didn't come out of the church. You're a kingdom member. The kingdom of God is on the inside of you. Manifesting, demonstrating. Good God Almighty. So salvation, one definition of salvation is the saving from danger, difficulties, or evil. The saving from danger, difficulty, or evil. You are saved from danger, difficult, and evil. But you got to apply your faith. Not your feeling, baby, your faith. Not the facts. Good God Almighty. Preach, Thompson. Not the feeling, your faith. Not the facts. Not even facts. Because there's something, old rule fact. Who know what it is? Holler. Truth. Truth overrule fact.
It may be a fact I'm limping on my left leg, but truth say I'm not limping. And Jesus said, you shall know the
truth.
And to do what?
Set
you free from all sickness, all disease, all symptom, all report, all attack. I'm set free by the truth. I have faith in the truth, not in this lie. I'm moving location this morning. Turn to John 10:10. I'm moving. The thief could not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I ain't staying there no more. Because, listen to me, because, oh my goodness, because I have an I am anointing on me. And so whatever not working right, I say I am. Every time you let that symptom rule, you're not operating in I am-ness. You operate, God told Moses, said, Moses, who am I telling him to send me? Tell him I am that I am. I'm A to Z. I'm Alpha and Omega. You know what? I'm about to make a statement, and I'm so happy to make it. Both of y'all up in here getting this.
Yeah.
I feel it. See, I know when it leave me, because sometimes it come back to you. Oh, Jesus. That's why I try to have my people in the front row. They don't pray, huh? I don't want none prayer. Just sitting up there on the front row. Just, I got you a 10-minute lady. No, I need somebody. See, I need somebody to be a receptacle. This stuff can go on through, man. I've been in too many services. I preach in Madison Square Garden. You know, I had to break through. Take you a while to break through. Some of them just sitting there. They just sitting there. But I just, it takes you a while to break through. But I try to train my members. So let it come on through.
Come on.
I feel his presence right now. I'm not, listen to me now. I'm not taking this back home with me. No sickness, disease, I'm not taking it back. You can act like you're here, but I'm not taking you back. I divorce you today. We break up right now. Because you never was right in the deal, no way. You're always making me hurt and all that. So you don't care nothing about me. So leave my body now. In the name of Jesus. I will not serve you anymore. I will not have fellowship with you anymore. I break your power off my life right now in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Do you see what we're doing? Y'all see what we're doing? Come on now. Y'all see this? You see what the Holy Ghost doing up in here? You divorce sickness and disease. I release my supernatural doctor today. His name is Jesus. He already won every case. He'll never come by my bed and say, I can't do no more. He said, I moved this whole place just to get you set free. That's the kind of God we're serving. Oh, what a God we're serving. What a powerful God we're serving. Today, he come in this house and healed every one of us. Everybody online, he healing them right now. What a powerful God. Do you believe it? Shake your body a little bit. Glory to God. Let me close here. But I sense in my heart, somebody got it. I sense in my heart the glory of God is all over this place. I sense in my heart, we're standing under a blood flood. The blood of Jesus getting on everybody up in here. Glory to God. We rebuke sickness and disease. We rebuke any type of infirmity. You got to leave this house right now. The healing angels, the health angels are flying all over this place. Glory to God. Fly down in their room. Fly to every house, every subdivision. Heal everybody around here. Let them know something going on, that the glory of God is in the house. You're not here by accident. You're a visitor. You're not here by accident. The Lord wanted you to be here. The Lord wants this to fall on you. The Lord wants you to know more beyond religion, beyond just being a church member. The Lord wants you to know he's personally taking care of your situation right now. You ought to shout. But the Lord is, you ought to shout. I want everybody to shout, for the Lord is taking care of me right now. I want you to believe it and receive it. The Lord is taking care of me right now. Health is flowing through my body right now. Healing is flowing through my body right now. Power is flowing through my body right now. I believe it. I receive it in the name that is above every name. I got to close, children. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God Almighty, the Holy Spirit is sealing health in my body right now. Holy Spirit, go ahead on, seal it. Holy Spirit, you powerful enough to seal it. You have power above all power. You sealing health because I'm a son and I'm a daughter of God. I have a right to be healthy. I have a right to be healed. I have a right to live a long, satisfied life. I have a right to testify how good God been for me. He brought me from a mighty, mighty long ways. You don't know what God brought me through. I've been through some things. I've been by myself sometimes. But the Lord tell me, you're not by yourself. I'm right by your side. Sometime late in the midnight hour, on the other side of 12, look like things not gonna work out, and sorrow come in my house. But I said, God, come in and bring joy and peace. From now on, I'm not going through nothing by myself. I got God on my side. Somebody talk to me a minute. I got God holding my hand. He's before me. He's within me. He's on both sides. He's behind me. He's under me. He's my foundation. Take a step. I'm walking on health. I'm walking on healthy ground. The rest of my life, every step I make, gonna be a step of health. Because I heard the Bible say the step of a good woman, the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord. I decided this morning. I decided every step I take is a step of health. I decided I'm not gonna walk in sickness and disease, but I'm gonna walk in health. I decided that I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Satan, I'm blessed. You can't put your curse on me no more. I'm wearing the armor of God. I got on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. I'm girded up with the truth of God. I got the gospel of peace under my feet. And above all, I take the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And in my hand, I'm carrying something. As I close this morning, in my hand, I'm carrying the most powerful weapon that any man ever seen. They talk about all the different guns they got, but I'm carrying a weapon that is no man can stop. In my hand, I got a weapon that tell me no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rise against me shall be condemned in judgment. In my hand, I got a weapon. Say, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary, mount up on wings like an eagle. I got something in my hand. Is a quickening power. It got quickening power. It got miracle power in it. It got supernatural power in it. I got the sword of the Spirit. Come on. I got the sword. Come on. I got the sword of the Spirit in my hand. And I'm about to cut up some disease and cut up some sickness. I'm about to drive things off my body. I got the sword of my spirit in my hand. But he said, it will not return to me void, but it accomplished whatever I sent it out to do. I got the sword of the spirit in my hand. It's called a prevailing word, that nothing can stop this sword. I got the sword in my hand. It's spirit and life. I got the sword in my hand. Matthew 4:4 said, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. I'm eating today supernatural food. I heard the word of God. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, and I'm blessed this morning. Glory. Somebody help me here. Glory. Ah, glory. Ah, glory. Somebody help me. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory. Glory. Ah, glory. Ah, glory, 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 glory. Ah, glory, glory. Help come to my body right now. Help flowing to my body right now. Help flowing to my... Glory, glory. Somebody raise your hand. Praise him. Praise him. Let that health flow through you now. Let healing come in your body. Let healing come in your body. I ain't call you to the altar yet. I'm finally going to call you to the altar sometime during this series. I tried to get off of teaching health, and the Holy Spirit told me, no. Keep teaching till manifestation start taking place. Huh? Let it go in you. Receive it. Let it go in you, receive it. I receive, dog. Let it go in you, receive it. I receive now. Say, I receive now. I rebuke all sickness, all disease. I don't care how long it's been in your family. You understand me? Huh? Huh? I believe the gospel, me. I believe in the power of the cross, me. She getting out of the way, she don't want to fall.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
Say it, say it.
I'm healed.
Yes, sir.
I'm healthy. Say it.
I'm healthy.
Because God says so.
The cross says so.
The blood says so. Grace says so. Mercy says so. Joy says so. The word of God says so. My faith says so. Somebody dance or do something. Invite health in your body. Praise him. Invite health in your body. Praise him. Give a health praise right now. Glory to God. Thank him for your health. Thank him for your healing. Thank him for your manifestation. Give him some praise. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God Almighty. Woo! Hallelujah. Now, there's a strong anointing in here. But it's the anointing that removed the burden and destroy the yoke. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He anoints me. That's an anointing. That's an anointing. It's in you. It's in you. Yeah, I've been preaching almost 50 years. I know when the anointing arrives and set on the people. And then I want to encourage you.
you received this morning. I didn't feel a rebellion spirit. I watched people and I saw just take it in. And it's manifesting right now. All hopeless cases were shut down this morning. Expectation is powerful. He said, he came to Jesus, he expected, that man expected to receive when the boy was praying for him. He said, he expected to receive something. He just got more than he expected, but he expected to receive something. Go ahead, son.